Here's Jesus is produced by Spiritus Publications by the Paulys. All rights reserved. This is Speaker Linda Pauly. It's July 24th, 2007. And here's Jesus, temporarily featuring God. This first segment was originally released December 13th, 2002. Nazarene, here's a good question from a chat friend in Jordan. If God created reincarnation, doesn't that mean he's running out of personality?
God is running low on personalities, Alora, but not because of reincarnation, because of the ignorance of man to follow after the darkness and destroy themselves. No, God invented reincarnation to temper the souls, to strengthen them, to make them better, to put them through the fires of adversity and temptation and strife so that they would become stronger and better and able to better defend the kingdom of God. Those souls that have done the best for the kingdom of God are those that have lived many, many lifetimes serving God and doing God's will. It is the fires of reincarnation, the fires of life that make a soul great. A soul can stay in the spirit world for years and years and years and never grow, never develop, never become better than it is. But just a few years in the material world strengthens that soul and feeds it and makes it vital. So every once in a while, the great souls in the afterlife have to return to the material world to be recharged so they can continue to do the great works of God. No, reincarnation has a definite purpose, to reach the souls to ultimacy so they can do the final will of God and create new life. No, Alora, God is not running short of souls because of reincarnation. God is running short of souls because of man's ignorance. God knows what he is doing. God always knows what he is doing, and the power of God is unquestionable.
Those fires sure get hot, Nazarene. Too hot for some people. It's too bad they failed you and are destroyed forever. Sometimes I think we get more than our fair share. We ought to be well-tempered by now.
Your God's steel, Alora, his sharpest sword.
Hopefully, some of our regulars will return, and we'll have some good questions for next week, or a guest interviewer. But we'll be back with much, much more.
God may be reached at...
Here's Jesus 777 at yahoo.com. We're back. Wednesday morning, July 11th, God woke Demetrius up and told him there was something on the internet that had to be dealt with immediately. When Demetrius logged on, the first news report he found was that Tori Spelling had declared herself a minister and was performing same-sex marriages. God recorded the following message and had us send it to our friends in Los Angeles.
Greetings, guys. God here again. This is perhaps the most important message I have sent you thus far. It has come to my attention that Tori Spelling has declared herself a minister and is performing same-sex marriages. She says that she is a messenger of God. I must inform the entire world that this is a total and complete fraud. She is actually a creature of darkness, a thing of profound evil, who has come into the world to destroy mankind by destroying the power of my blessed Son, by encouraging people to have sex with those of the same gender. This is a foul and despicable creature, and she is not of my kingdom. Her entire purpose is to turn people against God's way, to turn people against my blessed Son, to take away his power and destroy him, and thus destroy mankind. This is a thing of profound evil. I will repeat, Tori Spelling is a creature of darkness. She is a demon, and her purpose is to destroy my Son and destroy mankind. This is God speaking, and I hope all the people in the world will listen to me. Turn from this creature of darkness. Abandon her. Go away from her. She is not one of my ministers. She is a thing of profound evil.
We'll be back again.